Edwards. Alan.
Thank you, Helen. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the shipping bulletin issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505, today, Friday, the 31st of July. The general synopsis at midnight. Low to the northeast of Iceland, 997, moving southeast, expected Norwegian Basin, 998, by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, 40s, Cromartie, 4th. Westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Viking. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. Cyclonic, becoming west or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 2 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. German Bight. Variable, 2 to 4, but northeasterly, 4 or 5 for a time in the south, becoming westerly or southwesterly, 3 or 4 later in the northwest. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Humber. Variable 2 to 4, but northeasterly 4 or 5 at first in the southeast, becoming mainly westerly 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Thames, Dover. Cyclonic, becoming north 3 to 5, then variable 3 or less. Mainly fair, good. White, Portland, Plymouth. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later in East White and West Plymouth. Mainly fair, good. Biscay, northerly or northwesterly, veering northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally variable 3 or less in the south. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in the east, becoming variable 3 or less later in the west. Showers, good. North Fitzroy, Seoul. Variable 2 to 4, southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5 later in the west. Showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Cyclonic, mainly west or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 2 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon. Westerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeasterly 3 to 5 later in the southwest. Showers, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. Cyclonic, mainly west 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Fair Isle and Faroes. Showers or rain, perhaps heavy and thundery in Rockall and Malin. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And southeast Iceland. Westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in the north, becoming variable 3 or less in the northwest. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southwest by south 2, 24 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest 3, more than 38 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Lerwick, west by south 3, 35 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Lucas, west southwest 3, 30 miles, 1016, steady. Bridlington, west by north 1, 1017, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north northwest 3, 2 miles, 1015. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west southwest 3, 5 miles, 1016. Jersey, north northwest 3, 13 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north by west 5, 1019. Scilly Automatic, northwest by north 3, 11 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Valentia, south southwest 2, 27 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west by north 2, 19 miles, 1018, falling slowly. And Malin Head, south by west 3, 24 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, low pressure will affect the northern UK through the period, while a ridge of high pressure will persist into the southwest approaches. This will maintain a mainly westerly flow with fresher winds and showery weather in the north, but it'll be mainly fair over southern waters. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first. Showers, mainly good. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northwest becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 or 4. Showers, good. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. From Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Variable, often northerly 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. From Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first and 2 later. Mainly fair, good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northwest 2 to 4, fair, mainly good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 2 later. Fair, mainly good. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West or northwest, backing southwest for a time, 3 to 5, occasionally 2 later. Showers, mainly good. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West backing southwest for a time, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally moderate for a time. The Isle of Man. West or southwest 3 or 4, perhaps 5 later in places. Fair, then isolated showers. Mainly good. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in the north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly for a time, 3 or 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or southwest, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 later in the north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And finally for this shipping bulletin, the Shetland Isles. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly later in the south, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in the north. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. We'll just end with a repeat of the general situation. Low pressure will affect the north of the UK through the period, while a ridge of high pressure will persist into southwestern approaches. This will maintain a mainly westerly flow with fresher winds and showery weather in the north, but it'll be mainly fair over southern waters. And that completes the shipping bulletin. In a couple of minutes, Farming Today, we'll be looking at the dry conditions in the UK. And as drought spreads across the UK, we'll hear calls for our water and food systems to change. That's after prayer for the day, which is presented by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Wigley.
Good morning. Today marks the feast day of the Catholic priest, theologian and founder of the Jesuit order, St. Ignatius of Loyola. Originally a soldier, it was while recovering from wounds incurred in battle that he experienced a spiritual conversion. Together with six companions, he founded the religious order, the Society of Jesus, and became its first superior general. Ignatius envisioned that the focus of the Jesuits would be on missionary work and teaching, and indeed there were three distinct themes to their work. The first was that as well as the traditional vows concerning poverty, chastity, and obedience, there was an additional vow of obedience to the Pope, which meant that the Jesuits were to play a distinctive role in leading the Counter-Reformation. The second was a focus on education and teaching, which led to them establishing schools and colleges across the world, even in places where Christian missionaries were initially unwelcome. The third aspect was Ignatius' commitment to a pattern of spiritual formation and devotion, which came to be known as the Ignatian Exercises, and which involved deep meditation on scriptural passages to the extent of feeling almost present in the stories told. Over time, this meant that, notwithstanding their leading role in the Catholic Church, Jesuit spirituality has come to have a wider influence on other traditions as well. I can remember from my time at a very Methodist school, hearing and being struck by the prayer attributed to Ignatius. And since this program is titled Prayer for the Day, perhaps it's a good time to hear it now. Teach me, good Lord, to serve thee as thou deservest, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest,